At Staples, we have the experience and expertise to keep your facilities clean and safe, with over 5,000 professional-grade facilities and cleaning products in stock every day. And with next-day delivery available to over 98% of the U.S., you get what you need when you need it. Our experts can help you solve tough challenges, too. They average over 15 years of facilities experience, so you can be sure they understand your needs. That's the Staples Business Advantage. Sign up at staplesbusinessadvantage.com.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast.
Never gets old, does it?
The intro's playing, and he's grabbing his boobs.
Just like you do.
Yeah, exactly. Both of us are doing the same thing and mouthing the words. And
yeah, not my hot wife, but your hot wife.
I told you it was all a joke. Yeah, we can record it differently if you want
to. It's fine. No, it's a hot wife, not a hot husband.
Oh.
And I'm not a hot husband.
Oh, I guess you are.
And that's part of tonight's topic is myths.
Yes.
So we're going to deal with sexual myths tonight. Myths.
Get that.
That's a tough word. I've been drinking.
Obviously. Yeah. Jeez, I go to work and I come home and he's
I was at work too. But I came home and I cut the lawn and hurt my back. And so I had to kill. Sexual myths.
Yes. Sexual myths.
So we have so many. One of the first sexual myths is that you find me sexy.
Well, I said there's alcohol involved, like you said, so there you go. I mean, roofies and alcohol go a long way, man. Roofies. That's like the aphrodisiac of,
Would you ever try a roofies?
No.
Okay, just ask.
I figure my memory's already fucked up, so I want to remember things. Like, I already have enough trouble.
No, you don't want to remember.
Well, there are certain instances I don't want to remember, but...
Do you remember the last time we had sex?
Yeah.
When was it?
It was the night before last.
Night before last, it was 2 nights ago.
2 nights ago.
Okay, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
See if you wanted to remember it.
Well, we ran out of roofies. I'll reorder some more. Yeah, Amazon will have them here the next day or two.
I have a prescription. I go to my doctor. Can you give me some roofies?
I want like a 3 month prescription.
Want roofies? Have you seen my husband? I don't want to remember.
And you go to the doctor, and then you say, "Have you seen my wife?" So there you go.
And he's like, "Yeah, I want to do your wife."
Oh, that's not even true.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, stop it.
You go in for a fucking ear exam, and he's like, "You're going to get naked
for me." He puts the rubber gloves on and says in a whole butt exam.
We have to do a vaginal exam, but it's my ear infection.
Oh, well, you know.
It could relate to your pussy. Yeah, it really comes from the pussy, I swear to God.
Okay. I'm going to knock this
anyway, over. So tonight... today, whatever you want to call it. Well, let's back up. Let's stop.
Okay.
So I'm going to officially announce today is the
13th of 13th. May. It is a Saturday.
Okay, I have the wrong calendar up. I don't have my phone.
Okay.
So.
That's right. You wanted to start
we're
doing.
We're going to start doing live broadcasts on Saturday nights. And
if he's sober enough.
Well, don't count on that. Jesus Christ.
Do you really have an alcohol problem? What the fuck, man? No,
yeah, one mouth, two hands. So tonight's the 13th. So the 20th.
Okay, on the 20th, we'll start doing live
calls. Yeah, if I knew it was the 13th, I could add 7 days. So next Saturday.
Okay.
We're recording this show for the Thursday show. Because we already did the Monday show.
Okay. We record the shit ahead of time. I don't know when you upload things.
Yeah.
Should we be having this conversation? This is really pretty boring. So
no,
not
that's
exactly
fine.
Sexy
no, it's
at
fine.
All.
These people hopefully will be interested. I mean,
they'll be like, we don't give
they
a
listen
fuck.
To this the other shit already. What the fuck's the difference?
That's right.
So this show is going to go out on the 11th. Okay. So on the
well, I'm sorry, on not the 11th. Today's the 13th. Today's yeah. The 13th.
The 18th. I've been drinking, yes.
Oh, my God.
On the 18th. This will be the 18th. Okay.
Little
so on
there.
The 20th.
Okay. We'll start.
Okay. It. We're going to and look for some posts on Twitter at hotwife podcast, period. They'll give you more of the details of next Saturday night. We are going to start doing a live podcast.
Okay.
And you can call in. We're actually going to have a phone number. And if you want to call in and contribute.
Yeah, we don't know it
ask
yet.
Ask questions. Well, I know the number, but I'm not going to give it out yet because you call it and you're not going to do anything.
Right.
So, okay. But we'll give that out later in the week.
I didn't know you had gotten a number.
Yeah, no, I got the number.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We talked earlier.
I went to Skype and bought the number.
Oh, there you go.
And they told me, I just bought the fucking number. And they're like, I'm sorry, you're blocked. I'm like, I didn't do any fucking thing. I just paid for the fucking number. So I had to get online with fucking Microsoft, who owns Skype, and go, why the fuck did you block my number? I just bought this. I didn't do anything. How did I violate anything? And the girl was like, oh, I'll clear that up for you. So they cleared it up. So the number is clear.
So, they knew it was you. They're like, oh, that's Vince. He's blocked.
You think that was it? It's like,
yeah, they knew who you were.
Probably.
Oh, already. Your reputation precedes you. And they're like, oh, block him.
Wow, thanks. Truth hurts. So anyway, next Saturday, the 20th.
Right.
We will actually be doing a live broadcast. I think you're going to have to go to the website for the podcast for that, which would be hotwifepodcast.online.
I have no idea.
I don't think you're going to be able to see the live ones on Apple or all the other ones. I think it's only going to be through our Spreaker feed, which will be on our website. So, I'll clarify all that before. So look for it during the week. Look for posts on Twitter for that.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, all the other platforms that we're on, like iHeartRadio and stuff like that, I don't think they have the availability for that. So
we
host through Spreaker.
Right.
And Spreaker's embedded in our website.
Yeah, so, I can understand, which is fine.
You're just going to go to hotwifepodcast.online.
Right.
And you'll be able to get the show live. You'll be able to get the show unlive.
dead.
Later, you know.
So.
After that. But if you want to actually talk to us live and hear the show live.
So I say if you want to hear it pre-recorded, it'll still be up on all the other platforms.
It'll be up pre-recorded. But if you want to actually be on the show as we're recording it live.
I see.
And actually call in and interact with us. For
like
whatever reason.
I don't want to do that. What the fuck?
We've done it in the past and didn't have great success, but hopefully that'll start changing. We'll see.
Well, I don't know. There's always somebody who's like, you know, just hogs up all the time and doesn't.
We'll edit them the fuck out. I can hang up on them.
It's like, be respectful. Other people might want to call in besides one person.
Yeah. Ooh, that bourbon went down the wrong pipe. That'll be one thing I'll tell you is when we do the live show, if we have people or a person, monopolizing time,
right?
Just like regular shows, I'll be able to disconnect you.
Yep.
So, but if you're someone of interest and everything else, you'll stay on.
Yeah.
But if you're someone who's not of interest or whatever,
or just keeps rambling,
yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Randy.
I know. You know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, there was podcasts I did a long time ago for a different
and
adult network,
and
there was one guy, great guy. But he just, we'd hang up on him and he'd call right the fuck back. But anyway, so.
Hey, I was disconnected. Yes, you were.
Yes, you were. Get the fucking hint. Anyway, so tonight our theme is?
Sexual myths.
What was it?
Sexual myths.
See, you say it. That's a tough word. Myths.
Yeah, I think it's because I have a bit of an overbite and getting my tongue up in there to.
It's just a weird word. It doesn't matter if you do or don't. It's a weird word.
Myth.
Yeah.
Especially after the microphone.
Good thing we have the foam in these microphones.
Yeah, I know. Otherwise, you'd be spitting all over them.
Yeah, we put to my new microphones. Okay, so I went to two different sites. One was what was the first one?
I don't. One was from Allure Magazine.
Allure Magazine. And the other one, I think, was Newsweek. They did a survey for sexual myths. So I just printed them out and I gave them to Donna.
I haven't really gotten a chance to look over them.
No, I don't want you to. I want you to just...
I'm just going right down the list here. Because some of them are like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, but these are the myths over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know one of them is like getting pregnant from a toilet seat. I think I read that in there somewhere.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you're not going to get pregnant from a toilet seat.
Unless you got the toilet seat like inside your snatch.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like.
Maybe.
Do you sit on top or do you fucking embed it in your pussy?
I don't know. I don't know how that would happen.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah, I know.
So read the first one. Pick any page.
That's what I'm doing.
Anyone.
But this one is actually kind of good. Intercourse alone can bring a woman to orgasm.
Okay. What's the little verbiage after that?
Oh, it just says roughly 75% of women never orgasm through vaginal intercourse alone. They need direct clitoral stimulation. If couples want to climax simultaneously during intercourse, the best bet is for one of them to use their fingers or vibrator to bring some joy to the clitoris or clitoris, depending on your pronunciation. So I agree with that because although having insertion can be nice, I need the clitoral stimulation to get me up to that point that insertion then heightens it.
I actually think, let me take my glasses off here. You're kind of weird.
So I'm looking over my glasses.
Well, I'm using reading glasses that are meant for up close, and I'm looking across the room. And it's
that's
like,
what I'm doing. Put them that down.
So tell me if I'm wrong or right or somewhere in between. During sex, whether you come while a guy is fucking you or not, a lot of times has to depend on, one, how turned on you are by the guy.
Well, yeah, that helps a whole lot.
Okay. So it determines, like, how much foreplay?
Exactly.
And even before we sexual contact, there's just, you know, there's times, like, before, you know, while clothes are still on, the contact, the kissing, the conversation.
Right.
That all adds to...
Oh, yeah. Again,
we're looking at it from shooting a content thing, not a...
romance thing?
Yeah, let's pretend you were meeting a guy, like someone like Mickey as an example. Mm-hmm. She goes and meets a guy for a cup of coffee, has conversation, and establishes a level of arousal before.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so
sexual interest, if you were.
Yeah. So there's a level of arousal that goes on before any touching or whatever goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, as a woman, tell me, so if you're talking with a gentleman or a woman.
Right.
Say you were meeting someone for coffee and you're in a public place and you're talking, you're starting to develop whether you're aroused by this gentleman or not, or person, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you're already starting to think whether it's like, yeah, I want to fuck him, or no, he can go to fuck home.
Yeah, you're right. And sometimes you have like just normal conversation and that's actually kind of nice. It's just no sexual nothing. Just, you know, what your life is like. And that's really great. And that you can establish whether a person is going to be compatible for you or not.
Okay. Define compatible. Are you looking for compatibility as far as like, well, I can have a relationship with this guy? Or are you looking like, yeah, I want to fuck him?
Well, compatibility in the bedroom, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I have to have like some kind of a connection outside the bedroom, especially I'm going back to like the hot dates. They're just fun to fuck, I may not want to hang out with them on a hot date. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know that before the hot date?
Yeah. If I played with them before,
sure.
Don't go on a hot date before I have to establish some kind of a relationship with them ahead of time.
In all fairness, like when someone comes over who, like tomorrow we have a new gentleman coming by. Okay. we're going to spend an hour with him conversing, filling out paperwork, the releases and stuff. Yep, yep. We're kind of going to kind of get a feel for them.
Yeah, you usually okay? do.
So, but let's pretend that part didn't happen.
Okay.
So the guy shows up. No releases need to be signed. Okay. Let's pretend.
Okay.
Okay. So how long would it take you to sit there besides the visual of like, okay, he's a good looking guy. What more would it take for you to sit there and go, yeah, I think I want to fuck him?
It depends on what the foreplay is like at that point.
Well, you haven't gotten to the foreplay. You haven't entered the bedroom.
Oh, okay. You haven't. I guess the only thing I have to go on is the visual package.
Is it? Is it a matter of like, okay, he's like, we'll say we have conversation.
Well, oh, okay. You said the conversation.
Well, I'm saying he shows up. There's no release. So we don't have. So we're going to have general. You're going to have general conversation with him. Like, hey, what? I mean, what would be your questions? Like, so how was your drive? You know, how long did it take to get here? What, you know?
And then things like,
now
okay,
you have conversations with him prior to him getting here. Like, what are you into?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not as giving, you know, that they don't have to really, it's like pulling mm-hmm. teeth.
Now, how important is it if they send you dick pics or whatever?
Not that important.
Okay. I'm asking. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
I mean, so. I like more face pictures and you know, general mm-hmm. body pictures. Dick is nice afterwards. Okay. And at least
well,
I know
so
I'm jumping
into. So is it more
into.
Important for them to tell you, hey, I really enjoy eating pussy or enjoy getting my balls licked? Or
oh, that's helpful. Yeah. I don't, all that okay. plays into it. Sure. The more information you have, the better you
okay.
can.
What information can they give you that helps arouse you more? So let's pretend you and I didn't know each other. I know it's something you dream about.
I do. I dream all the time.
So it's like, yeah, no, I'm not interested.
shut up, so asshole.
What about my asshole?
You don't want to know. I'm greasing my hand up right now. My fist.
Jesus Christ. Wow. It doesn't matter if I grease
mine. We want to play colonoscopy tonight.
I don't have to grease mine up. It just goes to fucking...
Well, I do a lot of anal. What can I tell you?
I keep having these nightmares and I fall into this big, deep hole.
Strap a board to your ass, babe. Strap a board to your ass. Put your goggles on.
It's
come on.
A 16-foot board and it still doesn't touch the sides. Anyway, but no, so.
Where are we going with this?
I'm not sure. I'm really not
you're
sure.
You're talking in circles here, bud.
Circles, really?
You're talking in circles.
So, well, no, I'm trying to find out from, like, let's pretend I wasn't involved.
Okay.
Let's pretend you're someone like Mickey meeting other.
How long would it take for me to
single,
figure out if I want to fuck a
if
guy?
If you're going to go meet a guy, like, I'll speak to Mickey as an example.
Right.
She goes meets a guy for coffee at some coffee destination. Okay. I don't know where she goes.
Doesn't
or whatever.
Matter.
It's irrelevant. So you meet a guy in a public place.
Sure.
Okay. What's that dialogue look like before you realize, like, yeah, I want to fuck him?
How easy is he to talk to? Do I have to, like, pull conversation
okay,
out of him?
First, there's a visual.
There's a visual,
like,
then
okay.
how easy
looks
is
good.
He to talk to?
Looks good. Okay.
You know, is
nice
he,
looking guy, decent shape.
Does he have a sense of humor?
Doesn't have to be impeccable shape.
No,
decent
no,
shape.
Decent shape. Okay. Sense of humor is a huge one. Sense of humor.
That's why you like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
How easy is he to talk to? If I have to like struggle to get a conversation out of him, it's going to be really laborious. And I'm just not going to want to.
Laborious. That's a lot of syllables.
I'm just not going to want to, you know, it makes it harder. It makes it more difficult. But if he's easy to talk to, within 20 minutes to an hour, I'll be like, yeah, he'd be fun to fuck. If he's easy to talk to, he's very amiable.
So even without seeing any penis pictures.
Don't need to see penis picture. Don't need
okay.
to.
Okay. So he could be sporting 2 or 12 inches.
Doesn't
you don't
matter.
Care.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Not to me. Not to me.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm asking questions.
And again, having insertion isn't what makes me come anyway. It's the whole.
Okay.
It's the whole package. And I don't mean the package
to,
down there.
No, we're getting to that. Yeah. So you're going to be more, the person is going to arouse you more than the visual.
Or the instrument.
Okay.
If you're just part going by the instrument.
I'm lumping that into the visual.
If it's just the instrument, I can use a fucking dildo. Or a vibrator.
What are you looking at me that for?
I'm sorry. I'll look the other way then. Thank you. I'm looking over here.
You said dildo. What do you like? Really, just open the eyes real hot and like look at me like dildo.
I did not look my eyes at you. I did not do that. All right, I'm gonna look.
Just a quick little public service announcement.
Okay.
Janice, I need pictures.
Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah, he's really disappointed. He's like, open up the email.
I sent her pictures of me.
Oh, did you?
Just facial. Oh my goodness. She doesn't need to see the other than just be disappointed.
You didn't show her any like
no
feet just, pictures.
Just, yeah. She like guys with eight toes. Hey baby, so
it's very arousing.
And again, you know what's really great with eight toes? Spunk lube.
How does that work?
Well, Spunk Lube is a great lubricant.
So
go to spunklube.com. If you're looking for a good lubricant that's water soluble and fits in every occasion,
shameless plug. Lube.
Hey, you know,
that's fine.
So, anyway, okay, so that's that myth. We'll wrap that one up.
Give us
another myth.
All right,
let's go with another myth.
What's the next myth?
Something
here?
A little more edgy, something like far-fetched.
Give me
something to work with.
Okay, men must ejaculate to experience sexual pleasure.
I believe that.
They must ejaculate?
Yeah, no, I believe that.
Okay.
Majority of men, and not true in every case, I actually think most men are not satisfied if they don't. I would say 90% of men are not happy unless they achieve orgasm.
Ejaculate, orgasm.
The same thing.
You think?
You're not going to ejaculate. If you have an orgasm, you're going to ejaculate.
Okay, let me read the reality here.
Okay.
A very common belief for women who must focus on trying to get you to that point, but ask any man who has learned to separate orgasm from ejaculation. I just lost my place here. And he will tell you there are many benefits from non-ejaculatory orgasm.
Well, okay.
To reassure her, it's not your goal, your only goal.
Well, okay.
To have him ejaculate.
See, well, I can speak to both of either side of this. You
just
said no. I can speak to either side of this.
Oh, boy.
Honestly think majority of men are not happy unless they achieve orgasm.
But they're saying ejaculation and orgasm can be two separate incidents.
They are.
Okay.
Like, the last party, my pants never came off.
No, they didn't.
Okay. I achieved great satisfaction by giving these four women multiple orgasms each.
Yes, I know that about you.
Now, you made up for it. But, I'm a person who enjoys giving pleasure. Not that I don't enjoy getting pleasure.
Right.
But these women were so focused on the pleasure I was giving, not one of them offered to give me pleasure.
I don't think they could have done it. I don't think they had the power.
Yeah, they were so wrung out.
It was like, I can't even.
Yeah, they looked like a truck hit them. But yeah.
But well, I don't think that's the thing. I think that enjoying giving pleasure is different than either having a orgasm or ejaculation, which is this is the myth here.
Well, okay.
That they're separating orgasm and ejaculation. Okay. Like they're two separate entities.
I get that.
Are they two separate entities? I mean, I'm not a squirter, so when I come, there's womanly ejaculate.
Sure.
I don't squirt, so...
Most, I think, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong about a lot of things, like being happily married.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But I think most men equate being satisfied with achieving an orgasm. How many?
But they're saying there's a separation between orgasm and ejaculation. They're two separate entities.
No, they can't be. It
says here, but ask any man who has learned to separate orgasm from ejaculation.
Well, how do you
separate? Wait. Let me continue, please. Excuse me.
I'll cut your microphone right
there. I know you will. And he will tell you there are many benefits from non ejaculatory orgasm.
Okay, how do you have an orgasm without ejaculation?
That's a whole other can of worms. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand that?
I don't know. No one's answering this question, is it?
I don't know.
No, I don't think a man can achieve orgasm without ejaculation. For all intents and purposes.
Yeah, I see the two being very interconnected, I think
they say
that's a myth. I mean,
my theory is what they're trying to say is a guy can be happy without achieving orgasm.
No, they're saying orgasm and ejaculation.
No, they're kind of the same thing. I mean,
every guy I know, his achievement is to
ejaculate, which isn't
an orgasm.
Thank you.
Because the end result from an orgasm for a male, as far as I understand, is ejaculation.
Now,
I'm just saying.
Again, I've said this in the past. I'll say it now.
Right.
I achieve orgasm, but I don't have ejaculation.
Yeah, but it just goes into your bladder.
It goes into my bladder.
It's just a weird thing that's going on here. No big deal.
There's a name for it. I don't know the name right now. We'll have to do it. It's another show.
we don't fucking know. But it does happen.
Nothing comes out, but I achieve stronger orgasms now than I did before I ejaculated.
You should see him. And his back arches up.
No, that's not going to
toes curling.
I'll shut your microphone. Let's do this. Okay, see? She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Hey, I can yell. Yeah. Fucker.
Lord, I know that. Ultimately, your goal.
Yes.
I mean, even for a woman, is to achieve orgasm.
My point was,
how many men have you been with? And we can't count that many.
Oh God, no! I've been here
that
for days.
Are more worried about their orgasm than yours. They don't give you, we've had numerous guys that play with you that don't do oral.
Right.
Or worry about you getting your orgasm. They get theirs and then they're done.
Right. It's.
It's not a big thing for you
because
you know ultimately you're going to get one or so from me.
It's not like you're
being shortchanged.
No, not at all. And I also feel like I'm, in our circumstance is different. I feel like I'm playing hostess and I want them to be comfortable and I want them to have
the
most fun possible.
But even okay, let's go to the porn realm. I'll use that word.
Sure.
Is in the porn realm, the videotaping of a woman getting oral sex isn't as attractive as a man getting oral or fucking.
Because yep, I agree.
There's not as much you can see when a man's face is buried into her crotch.
Right. Now, 69 is not too bad because...
Well, but again, you're only seeing really, for the most part, one end.
Yep, exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
You might see his eyebrows poking out over her ass.
Yep.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Nope, not a bad thing.
Okay. But you're not getting...
Right.
You know, a guy's face has to get in there deep and doesn't move around, where a woman's face goes in, goes out, goes in. Goes out.
Does it now?
In,
wow.
Goes out.
How would you know that?
I've heard from friends.
Okay. That's what I thought.
But I think ultimately it's about, orgasm and ejaculation for the most part are hand in hand.
I've been wrong plenty of times.
Like, I'll be happy my second marriage.
Well, you were wrong on that
one. Goddamn right, I was wrong.
I'm gonna open me.
My third marriage will be better.
Yeah, right.
Getting married a third time. Sure.
Oh, there you go.
Is my microphone still on?
Yes, it is.
Oh shit.
Oh well.
Well, Janice and I will be happy.
Oh, I'm sure you will be.
Big natural titties.
Double D titties, she says.
She sends them to me.
I can't wait.
When we send her spunk lube, I'm going to see that little pussy of her all fucking moved up.
Okay, here we go. Should I move on to it? Is
my microphone still on?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
Keep these thoughts in your head, please.
Oh, my God.
People are going to think you're a psycho killer.
You told me I couldn't talk about killing people.
No, stop, know? Stop, right. Stop, stop.
Right. Anyway, okay, another myth. Let's move
let's,
on.
Let's go with another myth, please, for God's
sake. Sure, please do. Now, where are we getting this one from?
I think this is from the...
Is this from Allure?
No, this is from the other...
Go to Allure's.
Okay, let's go to Allure then. From Allure Magazine. Oh, well, this is one that, you know.
Pick one at random.
I am. I just, number one, you can't get pregnant if you're on top during vaginal sex. Untrue. Well,
yeah, obviously.
Yeah, come on. Doesn't matter what. They said even in here, said you could be doing, you know, somersaults. It doesn't matter. The sperm's going to go where the sperm's going to go.
Again, if it's a cream pie, they're in the track. They're running.
Yeah, they're in there. Yeah. Whether upside down or up, you know, people like, you know, let it drip out. It doesn't matter. But okay,
I told the story early on. I had a friend in school that, great guy, wasn't the sharpest tack in the box.
Didn't know his biology. In general,
sharpest tack in the box. Nice guy. Great guy. A little slow. Mm-hmm. Dating this great, beautiful, sexy, freaking Vietnamese girl.
Wow.
And he came to me one day and he had said to me, he says, like, can I get her pregnant if I do anal?
Oh, boy.
It's like,
dude, it's a whole different pipe.
Different system. Highway.
Different highway, different pipe. Yeah, different.
That highway goes someplace else.
There's no.
Because she was like, well, I'm saving myself for marriage. You can fuck my ass.
Oh, wow.
But not the other highway. I would have fucking drive that highway.
I'm sure that Hershey Highway.
She was a fucking hottie.
Yeah. I wonder if he ever did it.
Oh, drove her ass? Oh, yeah, he did for a couple of years.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah, God bless him.
Oh, there you go.
Jealous. I live vicariously through him.
But how many people have, you know, do anal, but, oh, no, I'm saving that for.
Yeah, I mean, how many people want to do anal?
You know, and she's like, I'll give you my ass.
And she's like, no, you can fuck my ass. I was like, oh, my God, I love you.
There are so many guys who are like, you do anal? Oh, my God, I've always wanted to do anal. I'm like, oh. There she is giving up for, you know.
She's like, no, you can only fuck my ass.
You can only fuck my ass.
It's like.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Now, do people only want ass because they generally can't have it?
I guess.
It's the forbidden fruit.
I think so.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah. I, you know, when if I can.
And you went with the whole thing when we got together, like, whatever you want. And it's like, oh, I want this. Yeah, go ahead. Like, oh, that took the fun out of it.
I'm sorry. Should I have fought you more? She said, no, you can't have that.
No, you can have that, sure. Like, well, what about this? Yeah, you can have that. Like, oh,
you're just too damn easy. Well,
can I kiss you? Oh, sure. God damn it. Can I have your ass? Oh, sure. I was like, okay. That's not so much fun.
Okay.
Okay. So next myth.
Oh, anal doesn't count as sex.
Well, that kind of gets back to the cheating show we did previously.
Yeah, it's like.
Anal doesn't count as sex. So
I think let's think about that. Let's, order here, but.
Well, it's okay. Let's think about it from this end. So it was like, oh, my wife met with some guy, went to a hotel, and only let him fuck her in the ass. So that wasn't cheating.
That wasn't cheating. That's not sex at all.
Okay. I want to meet that guy. He goes, no, that wasn't cheating.
Oh, wait a minute. This is really, you were just talking about that with the anal thing and the little blurb after it saying, I once had a friend in high school who told me she would only have anal with her boyfriend because she was saving herself for marriage.
Yeah. You want to give the hymen to, you know, someone special. That's a, I actually think the asshole is for someone special.
You know what? I think you're right.
Take the shit out of my hymen, but fucking save my ass for someone special.
I mean, for me, I can do anal sex pretty easily now, but it took a lot to get me, you know, a lot of practicing
a lot of fisting.
A lot of fisting. Choke on a bitch.
Mm. Not choking at all.
Okay. But you are choking.
No, I'm not choking.
Yes, you are.
No, it's good bourbon.
Oh, yeah, my ass.
That's good too.
Okay. All right.
Am I going to get some tonight? Okay. Another night.
Oh, yes, you are, dear.
Yeah, right. Is it a day that ends in Y? I'm not getting it. God damn it.
Does it end in Z?
It's Saturday.
Saturdays.
S-A-T. Y. Fuck, I can't.
All right. If you have a lot of sex, your vagina will get loose.
Vagina.
I don't know. Your vagina is your vagina going to get loose if you have lots of sex?
My vagina is still tight.
I bet your vagina is very tight.
Yeah. Do I have a vagina?
I hope not.
I don't think I do.
Okay. Well, this is completely untrue. Okay. It says, in female anatomy is an excellent visual way to sight. Think of it, a hand towel stuffed inside of a thick sock squeezed by two hands.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, it's like an actual visual.
Move on to another one.
Wow, it's like they went into this whole big thing of like the muscles remember is what they're trying to say. Like think of like your vagina's two hands squeezing on a thick sock. It's not going to get loose. But I don't know. I don't think it's true. There's no way I could just go and do fisting right away.
There was a gentleman you met that, like, he had, like, a fucking beer can 12-inch dick.
Good Lord.
And it's like, no, that isn't getting in to begin with, yet alone remembering it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He was disappointed. I think he has probably has a hard time getting any woman. I mean, you know, unless she gave birth to, like, fucking quintuplets, and, like, they all came out
small
holding
calf.
Hands side to side.
Yeah, really.
Came out together singing and doing a fucking chorus line.
Yeah, a chorus line. That's what I was thinking, a chorus line. Yeah, no way.
Okay, next one.
You can't get STDs from oral sex.
Okay, what's that say?
We harp on the importance of using condoms during sex. We haven't put a fucking tongue condom on.
Well, they have, what are they called? They're called tongue.
What?
There is like a condom for your mouth.
Wow.
I can't think of what they're called right now.
Well, STDs can, in fact, be transmitted during oral sex, not just anal or vaginal. You can spread chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomosis, herpes, syphilis, blah, blah, blah.
Common cold,
HIV, during oral, huh?
Wow.
To prevent infection, use a condom or dental dam.
Dental dam, that's it. Bobbing.
Tested for STDs on a regular basis.
Sure.
I go daily. It takes all the sexiness.
Right, I love going to the CVS and like,
I need a dental.
I'm here for STD testing. It's like, Vince, you were here yesterday. It's like, yeah.
I know. I had sex
Did
last
you have
night.
Sex last night? No. I just want to be tested.
I want to be tested just to be sure. I was thinking about sex. Yeah. I want to be tested.
Yeah, does this require you like, touching my balls.
You know, I always heard that actually your saliva has some protection against certain.
I've heard that too. That it kind of kills
pathogens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not all STDs necessary, but certain pathogens like your saliva.
Is it me or you don't hear as much about STDs nowadays?
Not as much. I
don't know. Is it more condom use?
I don't know.
I liked Eddie Murphy. He did the one, I don't know if it was Raw, one of his shows he did, he talked about like STDs, and he talked about, we're going to get to the point where you put your dick in and you explode.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
like, it's like, ooh, I should get checked out. That was funny shit.
So. Yeah, I don't think we'd be too funny, but no, okay.
But anyway, that's always funny. So, okay, next one.
This one's kind of boring. A person with a penis. Ugh.
Oh, God, I hate those people.
Oh, God, you mean a man? Can't enjoy sex.
No, hang on. In today's world, there's women with penises.
No, they're probably men.
No, they identify as women
with a penis.
With growths between their legs.
Okay, whatever. Okay, well, anyway, they can't enjoy sex while wearing a condom. Whatever they identify.
Nobody can enjoy sex wearing a condom.
Apparently that's a myth.
No, it's the truth. Sex is not the same wearing a condom. I mean, let's face facts. Come on. It's a necessary evil. But really? Okay, as a woman, do you identify as a woman?
Yes.
Okay. When a guy is fucking you with a condom, do you enjoy it as much as when he's barebacking you?
I haven't used a condom in like, forever.
Okay, but let's pretend.
Yeah, it was
that.
Terrible. It was like
as a man, it kind of deadens your senses.
Yeah,
and again, I can fuck longer. That's great.
Yeah,
but it's like I'm fucking with a balloon on my dick. I'm gonna make balloon animals.
My problem is too. Like back in the day when I was younger, and
Jesus Christ, long time ago.
a long time ago when I was tighter, I used to rip condoms or suck them right off a dick.
Yeah, you were tight enough that, yeah, you pull them right the fuck off.
Right the fuck off. When we
first got together, we were wearing condoms, and you would constantly, I'd be fucking, it's like, something feels different. And like, I pull my dick out and look down, it's like, where the hell's my condom?
It's like,
oh, hang on. There it is.
I'm pulling it out. It's like, this is... Like,
did you lose this?
It's like a magician pulling out the scarves. Like, I'm pulling out a freaking condom out of my twat.
Yeah,
you know?
All the different colored scarves, yeah.
Did you lose this?
Where did the rabbit come from?
Oh, that's scary.
Okay, give me another one.
Okay. Jeez, this one is just stupid. We know that one. The pull-out method can be used as a standalone method for birth control. That along with what was the other form of birth control? The rhythm method.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same
thing. Oh, no. The rhythm method was like you count your days.
What it was?
Yeah. The rhythm is sometimes you use like a thermometer to...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I know.
Is our pussy done yet?
Something like that. No, it's like before you ovulate, your pussy gets... like warmer, so you'd put I'm not sure what kind of thermometer you would use. Would you use an anal one or use an oral one? I'm not sure.
You know the difference is, right?
The taste. Okay. Yeah. But, and they said, you know, what do they call people that use the rhythm method? Parents, because it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Well, so the pull out method, no, because there's still sperm and even in your pre cum. So,
if you're
dripping,
it's not necessarily your ejaculation that gets you pregnant.
Yeah, it could be the pre-com. Yeah, actually, because that has. Yeah.
There was one in there, I think I read something about, like, you can get pregnant from toilet seats. It's like, what? Who? First of all, who's ejaculating on toilet seats? And then how are you sitting on toilet seats? Are you, like, grinding on a toilet seat? And again, I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's something to the fact of, like, if your semen is in the air, It kind of dies within seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
I've
ruined plenty of tissues. I don't know.
Hold on. I've read them. Hold on.
All right.
See, now they're all mixed up here. I don't see where you saw that.
All right. Fuck that. Okay. We covered the mess. Fuck that. So I got a question for you.
Wait, here's an interesting one.
Go for it.
You can't get pregnant if you have sex in water.
Well, that's an interesting one. What kind of water? Bath water or like salt. Chlorine, like a pool?
They didn't say that. You can't wash sperm out of your vagina. Expect not
vagina.
To get pregnant. Vagina. Okay. It's just the fact that it's been deposited in your vagina. It doesn't matter whether in a lake, an ocean, a pool, or a hot tub, or any place else. It doesn't matter because it's already inside. I guess they're...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's not like a at that point, it's not really a, like, I'm guessing. I'm speaking from someone who knows nothing.
Nothing about sex?
About anything. I'm going to guess that, you know, again, there's water up in there, and that would pollute the integrity.
Apparently, it doesn't matter.
Wow, you can still get pregnant.
Yeah, the myth is you can't get pregnant if you have sex in water. That's a myth. So, yes, you can get pregnant if you have sex in water.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you would think, like, water can get up in there just like, you know.
It's not like a perfect seal.
No, it's not a perfect seal. There's not, like, an O-ring or that kind of seal either. You know, there's not a, you know.
Yeah. It's not foolproof.
It's not waterproof.
It's not watertight.
It's not watertight.
You're not going to, like, dive.
Oh, here's an interesting myth I think is pretty cool. Masturbation makes achieving...
Hang on, now we're talking my expertise.
There we go.
I got the answers here.
Okay,
now.
Stuck out his chest. He's like, ready.
Okay, go
ahead. Makes achieving an orgasm more difficult. That's the myth.
Masturbation?
Makes achieving an orgasm, difficult.
It depends on what you're using as stimuli.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
If you said to me, okay, drop trowel, masturbate, and I have no stimuli, I could sit there and pinch my penis for hours and get nowhere.
Pinch your penis?
I mean, grab the girth.
the python?
Yeah. You know,
choke the python.
Wrangle that monster. But now, if you sit there and say, okay, watch video of the scenario, you know, like farm animals.
stop it. God damn it. You're just a sick bitch. But you know
don't
what?
Don't be a hater.
Actually, I think it's the reverse because...
Really? You think just like without any stimuli?
No. I think because if you masturbate, I won't say like crazy frequently, but you're in tune with your body.
Define crazy frequently.
Okay, less than 10 times a day.
Is it really crazy frequently at 10 times a day?
Okay, whatever.
I mean, if it interrupts your day, is it really crazy?
If you're doing nothing but masturbating.
If you have to stop and trap. Never mind, go ahead. Just hypothetical. Go ahead.
Okay. But I'm thinking if you masturbate on a regular basis, whatever that is, several times a week, whatever, okay. I think you're more in tune with your body, so you can... You can bring yourself to orgasm.
But you still need to have some stimuli.
Yeah, but because
mentally,
you've been,
visually.
Oh, yeah, but you create that by masturbating. You create that because, while you're masturbating. You get into the mental game. I do. Okay.
Yeah. How often do you masturbate? Deadly silence.
Yeah, I know. It's like, gosh,
we're older people, so it's not like we masturbate daily or weekly or whatever.
Yeah, I have a husband. I don't need to masturbate. My husband's married,
my husband kills my sex drive, so I don't need to masturbate.
That's true. We're married. We don't need to masturbate.
Wow, I'm horny. Oh, there's my husband. Never mind. I'm not horny anymore. Okay. And for me, it's like, oh, there's my wife. Well, she ain't going to touch me. I got to masturbate.
See, he's married. You masturbate more. I'm married. I don't masturbate at all.
It's like, oh, married him? I'm not interested in sex. Never mind. swallow, bitch.
Why do you do that when I'm taking a drink? That's not even fair.
I love when your mouth's full. I don't get to do that. No, I think, again, my opinion for what that's worth, and that's not a whole lot, is if I'm going to masturbate, I have to have some visual or mental stimulation. I can't just, like, jerk off.
I think what they're saying, the act of masturbation, regardless of the stimulation involved, masturbation in and of itself makes orgasm more difficult. They don't care about the stimulation part. It's the act of masturbation.
Hmm.
And I'm saying, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
Because the more you are in tune with your body the more you're...
Okay, I'm looking at it from the aspect of like, okay, if I masturbate, I am mentally or visually stimulated by a certain aspect.
Sure.
Okay, let's pretend it's doggy style.
Right.
Okay, picking something. So if I'm going to masturbate, I'm going to need to either A, think about like you doggy style or someone
or whatever,
or go into my mental game of you doggy style
or whatever,
mentally or visually.
Well,
I can't just sit there and jerk off and not think about something personally. I'm sure there are people, but I would think that the majority of people have to have either the mental or visual.
Right, they need the stimulate, or let's say the stimulation is definitely part of the equation, but they're saying specifically masturbation makes it harder to orgasm. I'm saying no.
I can only see that if your stimuli is something that you're not getting. Okay, let's pretend it's doggy, but your girlfriend is like, no, I don't like doggy. You have to do me missionary. And you're like, well, this isn't my thing.
Well, that's...
Then it's more difficult to have an orgasm if you're having sex missionary, but your thing is...
This is about masturbation, not about...
But you're masturbating and you think about doggy.
Well, my thing is not about the stimulation part. Let's say the stimulation part is there. You're engaged.
Okay.
And they're saying, They're saying masturbation makes achieving orgasm more difficult. And I'm saying no, because when you masturbate, you get a chance to, like, you're allowing yourself to experience sensations that you find pleasurable, whatever that might
be. But your sensations are more mental than physical.
I think the two overlap. I don't think you can. If you're
masturbating, right. It's a constant physical. It's just your hand on you, okay?
But again, that covers mental...
It covers man or woman, okay? Right. It's the mental stimulation of what you're painting the picture of what's going on.
That's true, but they're not talking about that here.
Oh, fuck them.
So what are you saying here?
Okay, so they're saying it's harder to achieve orgasm through...
If masturbation makes achieving orgasm more difficult.
Now, is that through masturbation or through actual sex?
No, they're saying masturbation makes achieving orgasm more difficult.
No, I actually think I come faster through masturbation than I do through actual sex.
Then you just disbarred this entire
myth. They said masturbation makes it tough to orgasm.
That's the myth.
So I dispelled the myth.
You just dispelled the myth.
Yeah, that's what I do.
We were on the same page the whole time. Right. I don't know why that's you had right. to talk. Right. But again, we're talking around in fucking circles.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yes.
Okay.
I can come faster through masturbation than through sex as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because you know your body. You know whether I use a toy, my fingers, whatever.
Again, we've talked about this too. Your mental fantasy is always better than your physical act of it.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, you picture a fantasy of, let's say, a threesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, and it's and perfect. It's fluid.
But then when it actually happens, it's like, well.
I'm getting a cramp in this position. Yeah, like, my leg does not go that way, please. Like, you can't put my head behind it. No, it's not going to go.
His balls are blinding me. I can't see.
Yep.
Not that I know that, but I'm just saying.
Okay,
next myth.
Okay.
Last myth. We'll make this the last one. We're 15 minutes into this.
Oh, my goodness. Already?
Already.
Oh, my God.
Last myth. Pick a good one, baby.
I'm looking. That's a blank page. That's not good at all.
That's the one we want.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh. Stop it. Shut up. Oh, I don't know what's a good one here.
Just pick one.
Okay. Any man can learn to control his ejaculation.
Bullshit.
You don't think a man can learn to control his ejaculation?
No. Some can. We've met guys that they can control when they come.
Yes. There are porn stars.
Why would you want to? I want to come.
No. I'm talking like there are, I only know because we've known.
Yeah.
Porn stars. And there are.
We know guys who aren't porn stars.
And they can come on command.
Remember, I'll use the name Dave. It's very generic.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Had a wife. They live in the woods.
Oh, yes.
Okay. He could control his orgasm, supposedly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he always said he can. You know, he can fuck for a long time and then pick when he wants to come and then keep fucking and come again.
Wow, that's pretty good. Certain porn stars I know.
Well, you were like, Jesus Christ, just come. You're fucking the shit out of me.
Yeah, I know. We were in some interesting positions outside and on top of cars and stuff. And
Patios.
And
kitchen tables.
Yeah, whatever. But there are certain porn stars that can literally come on command.
Sure.
Like, how does that work? Well, I mean,
I don't know. I can only guess they, like, remove themselves from the thought of the pleasure into something that's, you know, like ex-wives or whatever.
Baseball.
Yeah, whatever. Well, men type bands don't work.
No, it doesn't work. Well.
Never mind.
Yeah, and
But.
Yeah. And then I guess when they want to come, they bring that visual stimuli to the front, foreground.
It's beyond me. I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea how that works.
So,
none whatsoever.
That's great.
I can kind of like push myself to come, like a quote forced orgasm, but it's always not as pleasurable as one that's organic.
Well, it's sort of like edging.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sit there. I mean, I don't edge. I don't try to edge.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, just
my body edges on its own, and it's like, no, fucking come.
I want to get over the top.
You get real, real close, and you back away. You get real, real close, and you back away.
Is that edging, or is that something?
Well,
like,
edging is where you want to get. You want to hang there real close. There real
you hit that kinda, plateau. Like,
yeah, you want to ride that edge.
That wave, yeah.
But, you know,
I can only do that for so long. Then I lose.
Well, then it loses the level.
Yeah, then the orgasm, either A, it's a ruined orgasm because it kind of like goes away. It's like, well, I guess you really weren't that interested. And it just, the sensation goes away.
Well, I find the orgasms aren't as strong afterwards.
Yeah, I want a strong orgasm. Give me fucking, I want something that curls my toes, or in your case, 8 toes.
Oh, wow, that hurts.
or you said, there's a couple of times you're like, oh, my God, my toe's curling and it's not there. It's not there. It's a toe that's not there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, hurting.
That's not hurting. That's, I found that really interesting. That's not hurting. Come on. You're a big boy. You can handle it.
It's okay.
Oh, here, I'll cuddle you.
Yeah, the motherfucker that has... He keeps using my email. He's from Ohio.
Oh, God. Are you going to out him?
He just ordered Hungry Howie's pizza. And I don't eat pizza, unfortunately.
Oh. Well,
because I can't because I'm a diabetic. This motherfucker.
He's got the same name. It's like, that's what happens when you have.
I don't think he has the same name, but he uses my email that isn't his.
And he doesn't realize
he just ordered a. He ordered a pizza, and I ought to cancel it.
Yeah, I think you should. Man, fuck him.
It's like, no, keep your pizza. Jam it up your ass.
That's what happens when you have a common name.
I don't have a common name. Jesus.
Apparently God. You do because somebody
only with
else
this has... motherfucker in Ohio.
Let's drive out to
who
that
doesn't mother... know his own email address.
Apparently, and he keeps ordering shit and he keeps getting fucked up. And he's
well,
like,
no, he just uses, like, they send me the emails, but, you know, he doesn't know my credit card number.
Wait. Oh, this must be fascinating
yeah,
for
you're
you.
You're boring the shit out of me, aren't you?
Oh, man.
So, I've been drinking since 5.
Well, that's, whose problem is that? That's mine, not my probably. Fucking fault. Oh, Jesus fuck Christ. Jesus stop Christ. It. That's it. I'm going to take upstairs and just beat the shit out of you.
How much are you going to charge me?
Oh, not much because, you know.
You take cards?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Swipers. Is it a swipe or is it just a tap?
It's a swipe. Let's do Venmo. Cash app.
The nastiness of that fucking thing eats the fucking band off my card.
He slides
bank
through.
Tomorrow and get a new card.
You put through
what the
pussy.
Fuck happened to this card? I swiped it. On what? It's like acid.
Well, okay. Well, that's
well,
true.
Like my wife snatched. What? I said... my wife took the. She just snatched my card, took it someplace. Oh, I
battery
said you
acid.
Yeah. It's like,
oh shit.
She, yeah. It's like okay.
Oh, the love. I feel the love.
Yeah, I feel this love. I'll tell
you. So. Oh my God.
But anyways.
Yeah, I guess that's all the myths we have here.
No, there's more myths. I didn't even grab these two sites, and
we didn't even get through all of them.
No.
Like, I would be here forever discussing them because
well, of everything from getting pregnant and STDs from bathroom toilet seats to it's just, you know, it's amazing what people.
Oh, there's a couple in there that I would have been like, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, and everybody is different. You just can't say, oh, this is a myth. It's good. Somebody else is going to be like, no, I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, we all have different examples of stuff, yeah. You know, but.
Yeah. I mean, sex is as individual as people are. I mean, what turns on one person?
Oh, that's deep.
I know, it's very deep, very
oh
deep.
My God, let me think about
as
that.
Deep as my pussy. Yeah, maybe not. I have a pretty shallow pussy.
There's still hikers. They're missing. Spelunking, it doesn't do it justice. I don't know what the fuck that would be called. Spur.
It's
kabooming?
My pussy's not that big. But that would if my pussy was that big, there have been a lot more dicks I could handle.
Yeah.
You know, there's some just like, you're not going in. You're just not going in. It's just.
And that's just me. And it has nothing to do with my size. Nope. Not going in, pal.
I have a big.
Nope.
I'm making a saw horses, a road closed.
Fucking road fires. And
people with their flags. No
Vince's allowed.
Go this way. You can't go that way. That's blinking like, lights. Do not enter.
Wow.
Oh, stop.
That's my sex life.
Oh, wah, it's so terrible. You hate it so much.
June 17th, the next party.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get off.
You're getting off. You're going to get off of work to go to the party. Yes, you will. You have over a fucking month. You tell them, I am busy this fucking day. I have dicks to fucking suck.
I'm sure my family will love to hear that.
Shame on them. They'll let you have off then. If they don't want to hear it, they're going to let you have off. If you're not going, I'm going without you.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Next week, we might be recording with Angelina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she reached out to me. She has not been on the show. We have done some photos with her. No, she's never been on this show.
She's been on other shows.
She's been on other shows I did. With the
but not this one.
Yeah. Angelina is a very interesting woman. Very, very high sex drive.
Yeah, crazy high sex drive. She should be in porn. She literally should be in porn.
Very sexy body and everything else.
Yeah, she's very.
So we might be recording tentatively next week with Angelina.
Not a live show.
Not a live show.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a recorded show, but it'll be entertaining.
Oh, it's always entertaining. She's always
she's got
unpredictable.
Some stories.
She's very unpredictable.
A sex drive that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So,
there's some people that are meant to be in porn. Just
she should be.
Yeah.
But doesn't want to be.
I don't understand that. It's like you want to fuck all the time.
I've gotten to sample that a few times, and it is spectacular.
We'll find
out next week.
We'll find out.
We'll record that next week and let's see what's going on with her. Next Saturday we'll be doing a live show.
Yes, that sounds like fun.
Technically
nobody's gonna call in, you know that, right?
No, but
that's okay. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah, but maybe Janice will.
After she sends me pictures
of her big double D tits. And
oh my goodness,
we'll get her out of that spunk lube tomorrow.
Ooh,
I want to see it all smothered all over that little shaved pussy.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Come on.
Okay. So that's done.
So did you have an orgasm or did you ejaculate?
Yes. Whichever one works for you, that's what I had. That's what worked for me. That's all I can say.
It's all that matters.
So, of course, I sent Janice one to see facial pictures of me. I sent them, and I'm sure it ruined any thought of sexuality she had. She's like, oh, I want to hear that.
I want to see that sexy voice.
Well, that ruined that.
I don't know. Your voice kind of matches you, I think.
Vince?
Well, that's true. Yeah. I don't know.
Have we told that story?
Yes, I'm sure we have.
I'm sure we have. Okay. So, yeah, Donna, when we were just friends, a girl said I was cute, and Donna was like, Vince?
We were barely friends.
Yeah, well, we were friends.
Yeah, but, I mean, we were like
there was no romance.
There was no romance. Oh, my God.
This girl thought I was hot for whatever reason.
Oh, Vince is so cute. I don't know how you can work with him.
Vince?
And I was like, Vince?
No, Vince isn't cute. I couldn't even get cute. See, there's a myth in itself that Vince is sexy.
Well, I changed my mind.
I didn't do anything.
Well, yes, you did. You changed a lot. Well, our computers were back to back. And when I said that, all of a sudden my computer went black. I'm like, oh, my God, my computer just died. And you're like, you had pulled out the power cord from the monitor, and you're like, oh well, if I was cute, I guess your monitor would work. And you plugged it back in. I was like, ah, motherfucker. Always.
To know me, to know me is to hate me.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'll never live that down. It's like every time I'm like, oh, honey, you're so handsome. Blah, blah. You're like, yeah.
She doesn't want her computer to die. I'm her tech support.
Well, yeah, that has a lot to do with it. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, honey, you're so sexy. Oh, yeah. Oh, in a Neanderthal sort of way. Yeah, you're hot. Wow. Damn. Well, you're the one who always says, hey, all I need is a couple bolts and stick it out of my neck. And
you never argue.
Well, go on, out of your neck. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
All right. Again, I want to promote spunklube.com. If you have comments or show concepts or just general comments, email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to see where Donna is and what she's doing, go to hotwifedonnalyn.com. And again, our numbers have been growing. And I can't thank you all enough. I challenge you all, if you've gotten to this far in the show for whatever reason, at 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we bored you. I'm sure. I'm sorry.
Stop that.
I encourage you to find one person that you think might be interested in the show and try to get them to listen.
Do it on a dare. Like, I dare you. Dare.
You don't have a hair on your ass if you don't listen to this podcast.
I'll bet you $10 you can't even listen.
No, don't bet money. I don't want to cost people money because they're going to lose.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, my God. That'd be terrible.
But
I
again,
feel
thank
bad.
You. Our numbers have grown exponentially, and we are every day scratch our head going, we started this podcast just for shits and giggles, didn't think it would go more than maybe 10 people, and we are way above that.
Unbelievable. It's just
and we get emails from people, and we appreciate it. Like, oh, your show is whatever. I'm not going to tell you. they actually like our show. I don't want to quote them.
Only because you can't.
Yeah, I can, but I don't want to. We're both blown away.
Yeah,
by
blown
the
away.
They're
all, you know, very positive. Yeah, so thank
very
you.
Positive, so we're what you hear on air is exactly how we are off air.
Pretty much. That's a scary part. That's the scary part. There's no script. There's no nothing. We just wing it.
Yep.
I mean, we had the paperwork today.
Well, I printed it out, but I didn't really read it.
No, I barely read it. I was like, come on, let's go. You're home from work. Let's do a podcast. I'm like, okay.
So, but again, thank you for all for listening and maybe being, if you want to consider, part of the conversation. Because we've heard that from people.
Yeah.
Steven is like, oh, I'm listening, and I start talking back, and then you answer exactly, and it's
weird.
Great.
That's weird.
It's again, we just have a conversation that we would have if you were all sitting here with us.
Yeah, that's true.
And again, we feel very blessed that you all, for whatever reason, listen to us.
Yeah, so, we appreciate it. So thank you so much.
So, yeah. Again, we wish you all the best, and thank you again. I challenge you to find someone else that maybe might want to listen, and or better yet, two people. Again, we'll talk to you soon. And next week, what was it, the 20th?
Yeah, 20th.
20th, we'll start doing live shows. So.
Oh, boy, that'll be fun. All right, everybody, you have a great night.